Hello everyone, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I just wanted to say, God really is our source of supply for everything that we're doing. If you really want to live in freedom, really live in joy, then we should be in God's direction. The world promotes that we should have a mortgage, have a nice house, we should have a nice car. You know, we should be working and earning and, have a great career. We should really be studying and seeing things that, in this world, that's how it promotes that we're so busy that we don't have time for relationships anymore, that we're so busy we don't have time to build relationships with our children anymore because we're too busy affording the things of this world, affording a nice house, affording a nice car, affording day trips out. And when we sit down and we actually think about life, are you happy? Are you joyous in every situation? Are you peaceful? Are you peaceful in every situation? Can you really say that what you've done in your life, you were really joyful, and that because we can really put our trust in God and know that He can direct your every step. That yes, we can have these things. We can have nice cars. We can have nice houses. We can have, but you can also have peace in your heart. You can also have a peaceful mind. You can also have a great direction that God has given you. That when you're doing these things, you know you're doing them at the right time, and you're in the right place, because this is how God has directed you to do it. You know that you are where you need to be, because that is where God has placed you. That when you really choose to live for God, and you choose to be joyful in each situation, that you choose to speak positive, to have an understanding heart over people, that people have been so conformed to this world, that they have been so wrapped up in the ways that the devil promotes, that they have been wrapped up where the world promotes that when you're stressed, you need something, you need to go in, get intoxicated, or go in, get off your head, to get out of your mind on drugs, to get out of your mind on alcohol, to then de-stress yourself, when the problem is still going to be there. So when are people going to then realise that they don't need to do this, that there is a different life there? That you can be happy in each situation, that you can sort your problems out, even if your mind is one of the toughest minds, you can renew your mind, you can think differently, you can wake up in a positive manner, you can start living your best life now. But it's a choice every day when you wake up. You wake up and you push forward. If you have an addiction, you wake up and say, you know, today is the day that I stop. Today is the day. And you go forward with it. You don't say today, the day is I'm going to stop and then go back. You go forward no matter how tough it is. You can do it. With God, you can do anything, because He will infuse the strength in you when you choose to do something that is going to absolutely bring you success. And it's going to bring you a testimony. It's going to bring you, because we all need tests to see, and not that God tests us, but we all need tests to then move forward, because otherwise we're never going to be moving forward if we're still in the same place, not being tested by the things that we're doing or the way that we're acting. So we need to realise how we're acting, realise what we're doing, and realising if you are getting too busy for God. Because are you getting too busy, or are you actually standing still and knowing He is God and really thinking about the things of Him and His kingdom? Because at the end of the day, what you've done in this life, whether that's and there's nothing wrong with getting a great career, getting a mortgage and getting a house, but it's the way you do it. If God's not involved, then what was your life about at the end? When the end is coming, or when the end comes, or if you're older, what have you accomplished with God in your life? Because this is what matters, the kingdom of God. Because when we are no longer in body and we are just spirit, is your spirit going to heaven or is it going to hell? This life is about how you live now to then get to eternity. So when you're saved and come to a knowledge of truth, because the truth is, you don't need to be working so hard. You do not need to be so busy. You do not need to put your child in daycare every day of the week, because you are sorting after money to get things of this world. And okay, I understand some parents both do need to work because of bills, but you don't need to work so hard to get the things that God can supply you. God can supply each and every one of your needs, but are you honouring God? Are you doing what God wants you to do, to live a stress-free, joyous, directed life that you can really go forward, and God will give you ideas, God will give you something that will give you the things that you need? But we need to seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first, and then all His righteousness will be added unto you, and that's the right way of living. You know, so are you really living rightly? Are you putting God first? Or are you focusing so much on the material things, which is going to go to dust like everything else? And then when that happens, where's your soul going? What are you doing today to ensure that your tomorrow is better? But it's more focused with God. It's not distracted. Yes, we can all get more money somehow, but that's really not our focus. And it's not that God wants us to have a poverty mindset, because we're not. We're prosperous 100%. But it's directed by God. And how good? Because God knows what is going to cause you destruction. God knows what is going to be good for you. So when you're directed by God, you can relax. You can say, I know, you know, God is the source of all our supply, and we can relax because we know everything is going to come at His right timing, which would be our perfect timing when we understand God, when we understand how much He loves us, when we understand the things of God, the things that He really wants for us, that we can be moved in such a great direction, that we could be free. We don't need to worry about anything. We don't need to be worrying about finances. We don't need to be worrying about our health. If there is something unhealthy, or you have about you, or you have some health condition, you know, God is your source of supply. You say what you want and not what you see over these situations. You really don't get conformed to the world and get to then think of the things. If you think of the things of this world, then you're going to get the things of this world. But that's not going to bring you peace. So he is our source of supply in everything, whether that's finances, whether that's health. He heals the sick, you know. And when you understand he can heal the sick, then you can really move forward in greatness. And he is your source of supply. See, he will supply you with everything you need. He is your source of supply with everything. The health is the most important thing. And God can give you this. But you need to really focus your mind in. Really, what we think is what we become. So what are you thinking about? Are you really trusting and saying and believing in God and knowing that he is your source and that he loves you? So he wants the best for you, as every mother or father would want for their children. He wants the best for each and every one of us. So when we put our minds to him, then we can be free in mind. We can relax, you know. We don't need to be focusing on the things in this world. Because this is not where God has... This is not where our heart should be. Our heart should be with God. Truly with God. And his kingdom. And when he gives you something, you know it's right. So I just really want to encourage today, don't get so busy for God, because this is what the world's promoting. That it's promoting to get too busy, to strive for the things that you need. It's going to go to dust. So take care of God first. Take care of his kingdom. Take care of your soul first. Your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. Really, when you wake up in the morning, know that he is God and he is for you and he's with you, and that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You can do all things. So set goals and don't let anything stop your goals. Don't let no excuses in. And know that God is able. God bless you.